news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump is weighing an executive order to close the southern border to migrants, including asylum seekers, as part of a push to rally supporters. Sources said the details are still being worked out, but if Trump goes ahead with it, he'll invoke the same part of immigration law used in last year's travel ban to bar foreigners from entering the U.S. on national security grounds. Three sources cited in the report said Trump may issue a proclamation on the executive action on Tuesday, a week before the midterm elections. Reports of the plan came shortly after Trump declared on Twitter that he was, quote, bringing out the military to deal with a migrant caravan heading for the U.S. border, which he described as a, quote, national emergency. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on Thursday spoke with Fox News.
Is there any scenario under which if people force their way across the border, they could be shot at?
We do not have any intention right now to shoot at people. They will be apprehended, however. But I also take my officer and agent, their own personal safety extraordinarily seriously. They do have the ability, of course, to defend themselves.
She did qualify that statement. No intention right now of shooting people at the border. For some reason, Nielsen went on Fox Thursday night to talk about the caravan. This, as the investigation into the 10 pipe bombs sent to prominent Trump critics is ongoing. Authorities have determined that at least some of the packages originated from Florida.
Senior law enforcement officials tell NBC News that investigators are now looking into whether some of those packages passed through the same mail facility in Florida, possibly those addressed to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, Eric Holder, and Maxine Waters. Officials are now dealing with 10 separate packages that are all similar. Investigators tell NBC News that at least some of the devices were poorly made and had no possibility of exploding. We're told it is unclear if the flaws were intentional to make a convincing hoax or just a bad design or construction.
With just over a week left until Election Day, Republicans are changing their message on Obamacare. Suddenly, they seem to be touting its most important feature, covering pre-existing conditions. A Phoenix television station called out senatorial candidate Martha McSally for the blatant hypocrisy.
Republican Senate candidate Martha McSally is now claiming that she is fighting to protect people with pre-existing conditions.
But does that match up with McSally's record in Congress? Our political editor, Dennis Welch, looked at her record.
Dennis, can we please talk about the things that matter to most voters instead of repeating the Arizona Democrat Party press releases?
Less than 2 weeks left in this election, and Martha McSally clearly showing her frustration.
It's ridiculous, honestly. Do you have anything to talk about, like the caravan?
The reason reporters were asking Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally about health care in that instance, which frustrated her to no end, is because her latest ad says she's leading the fight to force insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, which is amazing. So, of course, reporters are asking her about it. This is happening all over the country because of Obamacare. That's why insurance companies now can't turn you down for coverage because you've got a pre-existing condition. And they can't charge you more money. That's what Obamacare did. Republicans in Congress have voted at least 70 times to kill that. The top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, says, yeah, in the Senate, they'll do it again if Republicans are able to hold on to the Senate. 20 Republican-led states right now are suing to kill Obamacare, including specifically that part that makes insurance cover pre-existing conditions. That lawsuit is supported overtly by the Trump administration. And to put the icing on all of it, the Trump administration just 3 days ago unilaterally changed the rules set by Obamacare so that now insurance companies will be allowed to turn you down if you have a pre-existing condition. Or they'll be allowed to charge you more because of it. Literally just this week, the Trump administration took that action so that people with pre-existing conditions will no longer be protected. What they've decided to do is just lie about it. The president is doing it with tweets like this. Republicans will totally protect people with pre-existing conditions. Democrats will not.
And in the latest example of today in GOP voter suppression news, Rachel Maddow takes us to Dodge City, Kansas.
This year, they've decided to move that one single polling place for 13,000 voters in majority Hispanic Dodge City, Kansas. They've decided to move the one polling location for 13,000 voters completely outside the city limits. Now it turns out that getting to Dodge City's one out-of-town single polling place for 13,000 voters is going to be even harder because the elections office has been sending people to the wrong address. Not kidding. The AP reports tonight that local officials sent newly registered voters an official registration notice telling them to vote at an old polling place that is no longer being used in Dodge City. Supposedly, officials are sending a new notice to voters with the correct information now. The Kansas Secretary of State is responsible for running elections. His name is Kris Kobach. He's the Republican candidate for governor in this year's elections, which means if any of the majority Hispanic voters in Dodge City ever do get to see a ballot this year or cast one, Kris Kobach will be right at the top of the ticket in this election that's being run in the state by his office.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.